The following account is case 2.6 on page 36 of The Self Does Not Die. Physician John Lerma worked for 10 years at the renowned Texas Medical Center Hospice at the Medical Center of Houston, Texas, and has written about visions that the dying may have. In his book, Into the Light, Lerma highlighted the following case, which was instrumental in his decision to pursue a career as a hospice physician. At the time of this case, Dr. Lerma was working as an intern at a hospital in San Antonio, Texas. One night, several patients were brought to the hospital for emergency treatment, including Ricardo, aged 82, a man who had collapsed while eating dinner. Lerma tried to resuscitate this patient directly. After the first electrical shock, the patient's heart rhythm appeared to restore itself. Ricardo slowly awoke and mumbled something about the light and about an out-of-body experience. He also made a comparison with a roller coaster. Ricardo was still bothered by chest pain, so in order to distract him, Lerma asked the patient to tell him more about the roller coaster. Ricardo then described a classic, beautiful NDE, including meeting angels who told him that he would survive. After this short conversation, the patient had another cardiac arrest. The team tried to resuscitate him again by means of a shock, but that did not work this time. Only when Lerma delivered an epinephrine injection into the patient's heart was heart rhythm restored. On the cardiac ward, cardiologists tried to stabilize his heart rate and rhythm. Finally, it was determined that Ricardo had undergone a major infarction, and his heart subsequently responded well to various medical treatments. The next day, Lerma went to see the new patients and saw Ricardo waving at him and motioning that the patient should come see him first. He thanked Dr. Lerma for his efforts and also referred to the conversation about the near-death experience. Ricardo told Lerma the kinds of life lessons he had retained from the NDE. Lastly, he asked the intern to help him to prove that his experience had been more than a kind of dream. The patient said, "When I was out of my body and floating up above the trauma room, I spotted a 1985 quarter lying on the right-hand corner of the 8-foot-high cardiac monitor. It was amidst the dust as if someone had put it there for this very reason. Dr. Lerma, could you please check for me? It would mean so much to me." Subsequently, Lerma took a ladder to the ER. He climbed up the ladder in the presence of nurses. Lerma wrote, "To our utter amazement, there it was, just as he had seen it, and even the year was right, 1985. He argued that there appeared to be only two possible explanations for the correct description of the quarter. Ricardo had placed the quarter there himself, or he was able to truly see the coin in his out-of-body state. He mentioned that Ricardo, from a medical point of view, had not been in any condition to climb a ladder for years. Lerma could not establish a link with anyone who worked in the ER.